Audio Bookshelf presents Amos Fortune, Free Man, by Elizabeth Yates. Read by Ray Childs. Amos Fortune, Free Man. Amos Fortune was born the son of a king in the Atmunshi tribe in Africa. The year was 1710. At 15, he was captured by slave traders and brought to Massachusetts, where he was sold at auction. There he lived as a slave until he was 60 years old and able to purchase his freedom. Then he began again to save, and subsequently bought the freedom of several others. At 70, Amos Fortune began a settled life for himself with his wife and his adopted daughter in the small village of Jaffrey, New Hampshire. He was an expert tanner, and when he died in 1801, he was one of the most respected citizens of Jaffrey. Today his tombstone can be found in the village churchyard, a memorial to a man who was born free in Africa, a slave in America, who purchased his liberty, professed Christianity, lived reputably, and died hopefully. Africa, 1725. Night came down swiftly over the equatorial forest. There was no lingering of daylight, but after the snuffing out of the sun, darkness, and the bright appearing of stars. No silence came with the darkness, for this was a night alive with song and movement. In the village of the Atmunshi, the people were gathering for their mystic dance that would welcome in the time of herbage, the time.